This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I, that the host does not matter. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, December the 17th of 2024, day 352nd. Of the year. And let's see, only 14 days left to go. Yep, the show of shows is over. The 24th thing, it's over. Yeah, new president and all that kind of fun stuff this year. You know, some changes going around, all around and around and around. Might be a good time for the year to be coming to an end. Anyways, we're broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
He's the man.
It's awesome, funny, random, doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with our friends at Radio Big is where you get to do our stuff. So if you're kind of new to what we do around here, simple. We are a show that talks about safety. We are a show that talks about news. We are a show that talks about safety in the news and safety. That's kind of the way that it goes. The other side of the equation inside of this one, it kind of goes this way. We are a radio show that has a podcast that also has a video stream. So this particular show is hour number one of the Jay Allen of the Morning Show. We refer to it as the Rated R Safety Show during the first hour. Hour two and three can be held on Radio Big if you go over there with us. But if you hang out on the podcast side and you have one of those live podcast catchers, it will tell you in real time what exactly is going on. So it could be playing this right now, depending on how fancy the catcher is that you have. So there you go. Some stuff to thinky-inky about, for sure. And then outside of that, you know, the podcast drops directly at 8 a.m., at least the first hour of this thing. Only hour two and three are live, and then we have the video stream that is normally pretty much as close as real time as it gets. I believe there's probably like a 20, 30, 40-second lag, so anywhere between 20 or 40-second lagging behind in regards to what's going on. So there you go. And then if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will normally do that magical trick of getting you into our system where you can do a video, audio, or text messaging. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about what the hell's trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so when we talk about the trends of the ends, a prolific investor promises big money for AI next year, and TikTok makes its last stand. Hold on.
it makes its last stand.
So that's going to be, we'll talk about some of that today. Also, Forbes released its list of 100 most powerful women, and an eerie Hollywood home hits the market. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. Also, the Friday Night Lights reboot is in the works, and Ace of Base gets a documentary treatment, so you can be on the lookout for there. And also, Prince Andrews finds himself in yet another scandal. Hold on. Let's do it correctly.
And yet another scandal.
So there you go. That's what I got for you. Anyways, we have some friends at Feature Story News that what they want to do is they want to come in. They want to talk to you. They want to hang out with you. They want to tell you exactly what's going on in the news. So if you allow me to bring them in and have a little convo-ombo with you, we can get everything moving and grooving. So let's do that right now. Let's go ahead and bring in our friends from Feature Story News.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Simon Gaitan. The head of Russia's nuclear defense forces has been killed in an explosion in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was blown up by a device hidden in an electric scooter as he left a residential block this morning. Sources in Kyiv say Ukraine has claimed responsibility for the attack. On Monday, the general was sentenced in absentia by Ukraine for using banned chemical weapons in the ongoing conflict. Alex Kadiate reports from Kyiv.
Well, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov is the most senior Russian military official to be killed and in Russia since the start of the full-scale invasion. He stands accused by the Ukrainians of coordinating the use of chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces on the front line, hence why the intelligence service of Ukraine has taken credit for this assassination. He was killed when a bomb went off in an e-scooter outside of the front door of his apartment block. A military aide was also killed, according to reports from Russian officials. So certainly a very high-profile assassination on Russian territory by the Ukrainian intelligence services.
At least three people have died in a mass shooting at a Christian school in the U.S. state of Wisconsin on Tuesday. This includes, police say, the suspected shooter, who was a 15-year-old student at the Abundant Life Christian School. Police have named as Natalie Rupnow. Tony Waterman has more.
Police have not identified the victims by name, but say a teacher and a teenage student were killed in the mass shooting. The suspected shooter, who police say used a handgun, was also found deceased at the scene. Six people remain in the hospital, including two students who are in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. The others, police say, are expected to survive. The motive is still unknown, but police say the suspected shooter's family has been cooperating with their investigation. Tony Waterman, Texas.
The French President Emmanuel Macron says he will travel to France's Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte in the coming days as rescue teams rush to locate the missing. The Interior Minister says the French island has been devastated after Cyclone Chido hit the territory. At least 20 people have been confirmed dead, but authorities fear the hundreds of people could have died in the disaster. Ross Cullen reports.
The French Interior Minister says the island of Mayotte has been completely devastated. Bruno Retailleau added that there is, quote, nothing left of the shanty towns. Mayotte is struggling in the aftermath of the worst cyclone to hit the island in almost 100 years. The president says he will be travelling to the Indian Ocean territory in the coming days, and the race is on to locate survivors and provide water, food and shelter, and also to try to prevent the spread of disease. Ross Cullen, Paris.
South Korean prosecutors on Tuesday told impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol that he has until Saturday to appear for questioning over his failed martial law bid or face possible arrest, according to Yonhap News Agency. Yoon, suspended from office by Parliament last Saturday, is being investigated over alleged insurrection. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the widespread reports of unexplained drones flying in the skies above the northeast of the United States. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, says the federal government is now providing her state with drone detection equipment in a bid to unravel the mystery. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there is no evidence of any foreign involvement in the multiple accounts of drones that have been reported by residents of New Jersey over the last couple of weeks.
Everybody's getting very excited. They are seeing lots of normal and natural things and putting two and two together and getting 700.
Tim Ripley is a military analyst and editor of Defence News website Defence Eye.
People are seeing strange lights, which can be aircraft at various distances, There have been a few pictures of these things, which to me look like hobby drones that are being flown perfectly legitimately over the countryside, and they are being turned into suspicious activity when it's probably nothing suspicious. Because they're reporting them, it's becoming a phenomenon.
It's estimated that more than 8,000 drones take to the skies of America every day, with more than 1 million registered to users across the country. But the Biden administration is coming under pressure to provide more specific explanations of the recent sightings. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Ukraine has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Russian general it accuses of chemical weapons war crimes. At least three people have died in a mass shooting at a Christian school in the US state of Wisconsin on Tuesday, the shooter identified by police as a female teenage student. And authorities say the French island of Mayotte has been devastated by Cyclone Chido, with at least 20 people confirmed dead and fears that hundreds more could have died in the disaster. That's the latest feature story news. Simon Gaitan reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm. Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data.
What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Oh, yes. Find us at Safety FM. Find us at Radio Big. Find us where you'd like, because that's going to be the simplest process of us actually doing some of the stuff. No doubt about that. Anyways, currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this fabulous Tuesday, or should I say terrific Tuesday? That way people go, oh, it rhymes a little bit better. Okay, so let's talk real quick. Japanese tech billionaire Masayoshi Son announced Monday that he plans to invest $100 billion in the United States in support of creating 100,000 jobs and developing artificial intelligence technology. Son is the chairman of CEO of investment fund SoftBank. Worth remembering, Son was an enthusiastic booster of WeWork founder until he wasn't, when Son refused to deliver on the investment for the co-working company. Newman was ousted from the board, or his own board, better saying. So there you go. Some stuff to think about for sure as we are talking. There is about a three-minute clip available of SoftBank CEO at Mar-a-Lago talking about some of this stuff. So there you go. Also, to follow up on Monday's TikTok and its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, formally filed an emergency application at the Supreme Court for an injunction that would allow it to continue operating while it appeals law calling the shutdown or sale of its assets by January the 19th. In a statement ironically posted on X, TikTok said in part, "Today we are asking the court to do what is or what has it has traditionally done in free speech cases, apply for most rigorous scrutiny to speech bans and conclude that it violates the First Amendment." Reps also argued that shutting it down would cost its creators $300 million in lost earnings in just 1 month. So meanwhile, Donald Trump reportedly met with TikTok CEO Xiaoqiu at Mar-a-Lago in regards of it. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I look at it as kind of a weird thing. So yeah, $300 million in lost revenue for its creators. That's a big number. Let's not lie about what it is. But also at the same time, too, if you're looking at it and saying, hey, they are taking information from or sharing information overall, should we actually put a value on what it would cost to get rid of them to some of these people? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird one. So I don't know where you stand with it, but it gets odd right away.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, officials in Nigeria report they have busted a massive facility where scammers hoodwink unwitting victims out of money and assets in classic internet scams. The Country Economic and Financial Crimes Commission announced that they arrest 792 suspects, including 148 Chinese and 40 Filipino nationals in the raid last week. The fraudsters use aliases to make romantic gestures through apps like Instagram and WhatsApp in an attempt to seduce victims in non-existent investment opportunities. A rep for the commission said Nigerians would focus on seduction and then hand over the victim's account to foreign nationals to administer the transfer of funds. Officials also seized computers and phones in the raid and are looking into the larger international organized crime group. This is according to Reuters. So what do you think here? I mean, I don't know. I have never had to be involved with the app aspect of dating. So I understand that I'm not going to be the best speaker about this. Matter of fact, I'm probably not the best speaker about anything, but that's something for a different day. But I look at this from the standpoint and go, okay, if they're hoodwinking you, how long does it take before they ask for your account? Because if you're trying to establish a whole relationship via an app, I just don't get it. Like, I had a friend here a few weeks ago, and she was telling me that she was talking to a guy via an app, and he was inviting her to do X, Y, and Z. And then they started sharing more information. And I want to say that they had been speaking for 2 days, and already on the second day, he was asking for nude pictures of her. I mean, this is based on what she's sharing with me. And so I just thought it was interesting. It's like it took 2 days for somebody to ask for something like that. And I don't know what common standard practices are when people do weird stuff. I think it's an odd request, but that's neither here nor there. But how quick do you get to, hey, I need your bank account number because I need some investment stuff. I mean, I just don't understand how that works.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Don't drink the water. I mean, the cocktails. Seven tourists in Fiji were hospitalized over the weekend after drinking cocktails served at a five-star resort. All seven victims, including one American, suffered severe gastroenteritis. Distress after drinking from the same batch of pina coladas that the range in age was between 18 to 56. As of Monday, only two remained hospitalized in an intensive care unit where they are in stable conditions. The rest of them have been released. Officials in Fiji say the toxicology test will take a few days to process. Tourist Minister Vijayadme Gavoka says everyone in the state is of disbelief that this happened and that he doesn't believe the drinks were deliberately poisoned. So hold on. Who said anything about poison? We thought that there was something else going on. Who's using some poison words here? I mean, seriously. So I don't know. It gets weird. So let's talk about this because I think that this could be a little interesting to share. I'm not going to lie here. In regard to this, if I can get some of these damn ads to stop popping up on my screen, maybe I can show you a little bit more of stuff Arafar in regards of what's going on. So let's do this. We're going to unmute some of this stuff, move some things around, because I think that that's going to be important. And let's take a listen to this real quick. So let's bring this up.
At least six people have died after officials say they drank tainted alcohol. This is in the Southeast Asian nation of Laos. Authorities say the victims include one American, two Danish tourists, a British woman, and two Australian teenagers. Investigators believe the drinks may have contained methanol. That's an industrial alcohol that some disreputable bars use with mixed drinks as a cheaper alternative to ethanol. The State Department spokesperson tells CBS News the U.S. is monitoring the situation.
Hold on. He said something different when there. Hold on. He said something.
Six people have died after officials say they drank.
Okay, the other one said hospitalized. This dude saying they're dead. I mean, that's a different approach. So which is it? I mean, I'll go with the CBS News people in regards of the reporting here. But man, what the hell? We had to double check that story. So yeah, wow. Death. Yeah, I mean, it gets weird. I mean, you can't really kind of control everything in regards to what's going on, but holy crap, could you imagine that? Yeah, what a weird thing. Okay, so anyways, listen to this. The FDA is recalling nearly 9,000 boxes of Costco brand cold medicine. Kirkland Signature Severe Cold and Flu Plus Congestion contains oral, what is this called? Oral, yeah, I'm not going to screw that name up. We'll just skip that, which is facing a ban on its own ineffectiveness. But that's not the issue here. The recall results in unspecified quality control issues, specifically to CGMP deviations, meaning the products should have never hit the shelves. Affected boxes lot numbers are P139953. Let's do that again. P139953. And I'll tell you the second number. It's P139815. That's P139815. And an expiration date of August of 2026. Worth remembering, on the far less dangerous note, Costco recently had to dump its inventory of Kirkland brand butter for not including the phrase "contains milk" on the label. I'm just saying. So, I mean, it's getting some interesting stuff going on over there with good old Costco. I mean, what do you think here? I don't know where you normally get meds, over-the-counter medicine, but people do all kinds of weird stuff. I mean, I'm not saying they're buying it at a full Whole Food style place that's going to, you know, or let me rephrase that. I should probably say, like, warehouse style in regards of what the hell is going on. So, I don't know. It's some weird stuff. Anyways, take a listen to this. The Dow lost about 110 points to close at 43,717 on Monday. The S&P gained about 22 points to close at 6,074. And the NASDAQ increased, by 247 points to close at 20,173. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.02 on Monday. And Bitcoin gained on Monday, surpassing $107,000 for the first time, and then dropping back around, give or take, $106,000. So some stuff there. Not a doubt there. Anyways, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $740 million jackpot, or a $342.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Yeah. I mean, imagine that. You'll be rocking around the Christmas tree if you were to hit that thing this week. No doubt about that. I mean, think about it for a moment.
Duh.
So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poet Department spent the 17th non-consecutive weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart. It is the 18th album to have spent at least 17 weeks on top, joining the most recent album, Morgan Wallen's One Thing at a Time, which logged 19 non-consecutive weeks at number one. The last female that spent at least 17 weeks at number one was Adele for her album 21. This is according to Billboard. So there you go. So we talked about a mansion earlier in Hollywood that is hitting the market. And, you know, some of the stuff that was going on there. Take a listen to this. The Hollywood Hills mansion where actress Brittany Murphy died is up for sale for $18 million. The recently renovated and refurbished 9,400 square foot pad is described as a former celebrity haven that combines warm and modern finishes with a layout ideal for both entertaining and everyday life. The house sold in 2020 for $12 million. Worth remembering, Murphy's fiance, screenwriter Simon Mojack, was found dead in the home just 5 months after her passing. Also, Murphy purchased the place from Britney Spears in 2003. Spears claims that to have felt bad spirits while living there. This is according to The Independent. Hold on. So we are taking the word of Britney Spears of feeling the bad juju inside of there. I mean, it's something to think about for sure. It's kind of a weird one, though.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety show.
I mean, I'm just saying, just in general. Okay, so take a listen to this because, you know, the plot thickens. Listen to this one. A hotel guest who witnessed Liam Payne's fall from the third story balcony says that he is haunted by the incident. Brett Wilson tells TMZ that he was in the room on the first floor of Casa Sur Palermo hotel in Buenos Aires when he and his wedding planner saw Payne fall. The two ran to their own balcony to look over, at which point saw Payne lying below dead. Wilson also says that he witnessed Payne's erratic behavior in the hotel lobby shortly before the fall. More details of the tragic death of the former One Direction band member are discussed on TMZ Investigates Liam Payne's Who's to Blame. So I don't know, some things to think about as we are talking for sure. There you go. Okay, take a listen to this. A Friday Night Lights reboot is in the work at Peacock. The fictional Panthers football team was first introduced in 2004, a film starring Billy Bob Thornton, Tim McGraw, Amber Heard, and Connie Britton. that was inspired by the 1990s best-selling novel of the same name. The following year, a TV series debuted starring Kyle Chandler as Coach Eric Taylor with Britton as his wife. Ahead of the reboot, which does not yet have a release date, all five seasons and the film can be streamed on Netflix. Well, I mean, let me make sure that I'm clear when I say that about streaming on Netflix. Depending on where the hell you are at inside of the multiverse, because Netflix sometimes limits, depending on where you're at, what you can stream. I mean, I'm not picking here. I'm just saying, because that's how it works for the most part. I mean, you know that. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Two documentaries are already in the works about the December the 4th shooting of Brian Thompson by the alleged killer Luigi Mangione. Documentarian Alex Gibney was previously directed the projects looking into Theranos, fraudster Elizabeth Holmes, and Enron, among others. And a press release says that his doc will focus on Mangione and explore for how killers are created. What this killing says about our society and the values that we place on who lives and who dies. The other documentary will be helmed by Stephen Robert Morse, who recently produced a film about Amanda Knox for Netflix. This is according to Variety. So what do you think here? I think it's a weird one. I think it's a weird one that people are already jumping on this, but you know somebody at some point is going to start talking about some of this information. Just kind of the way that it goes. Okay, take a listen to this real quick. Jim Carrey is open to making a sequel to The Mask, but only if somebody has the right idea. He stated the 1994 original as Stanley Ipkiss, The Mask, opposite to Cameron Diaz's Tina Carlisle. Carrey also says that he's open to doing a sequel to the live version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but only if he could figure out the Grinch. He played the title role back in 2000 even is what it looks like. So there you go. So I don't know, some stuff to talk about, that's for sure. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we just go ahead and get into the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, 32 minutes. And that means that we give you a main story of what is going on inside of the world. Now, I have a weird question for you, because that is normally how I like to do most of these things. But what happens inside of your workplace when you, listen to me, when you feel burned out? Now, I want you to think about that, because it's one of those ones where you have to give some consideration to what I'm saying. What do you do when you feel burned out? Because at the end of the day, you are driving something inside of your workplace that in the long run, you are trying to help the people around you. You are trying to help the organization. Matter of fact, you're just trying to help. And some people, not all, don't like what you're doing. It is a reality of what happens here. And the reason that they don't like what you're doing is because it can circumvent some of the stuff that they're trying to accomplish. Now, listen. I'm not saying that you're putting a stop to everything that's going on, but sometimes some of the things that has to be done in a workplace are not the easiest things to do if you have to do everything in a safe and proper manner. Let's just be realistic. That's when we can get into that whole side story that your best worker is the one that also understands how to work the system, you know, might not do the things the safest way, but does it the best way to work within the system. We can go through that speech if you'd like. But that's what we're talking about. So as you're going through this stuff and you're pushing forward on trying to help the organization, help the people that are there, how do you deal with the burnout? Because sometimes you get it from both sides. And listen, I have worked at places that have been great in regards of listening to ideas about safety inside of the organization. But at the end of the day, they go, hey, we still need to make our money, which I get, I understand. And they might change some things up. Like, I remember working at a place real quick. Well, not real quick, but I worked at this place. And I had a direct boss who was the person in charge of all of safety. And I was in charge of a region. And I remember my vice president of operations did not like some of the ideas that the direct person that was in charge of safety for the whole company wanted. And the safety guy, we'll call him the safety corporate director, told me what I needed to do, and I did it. And the regional vice president was pissed off, or the vice president was pissed off about some of the ideas that needed to be done. But he was in charge of operations. And so that caused a level of frustration and a level of fatigue. But also at the same time, it wasn't like the regional vice president didn't care about what was going on, because it was his idea to actually incorporate different people in safety throughout the region. So it gets very weird and convoluted sometimes. You know, it's not like you're serving two people, but you're doing stuff that people have different focuses on. So I look at it almost as an uphill battle, but as an uphill battle worth fighting for. So going back to the original question, how do you handle when you suffer from burnout? How do you manage that? Because I will tell you, some people say, well, I talk to like-minded individuals, I will communicate with others and, you know, bounce off ideas and so on. But what do you do to handle your stress? What do you do to manage your burnout? I will tell you that during that time frame of my life, mixed martial arts really helped. Because that's how I'd burn out some of that crap with those classes. I mean, in regards of, you know, what was going on. But I look at it from the standpoint as follows. When you do this stuff, and when you look at this stuff, and you care about what's going on inside of the organization, you need time. You need time to focus on your mental health. You need time to figure out how you're going to handle a burnout. And unfortunately, as you are aware, sometimes some of the issues that occur at work, the people that pay for it are the people that you live with at home. Yeah, I know. Kind of a weird one today.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Couldn't sit still.
Oh, yeah, we got to keep on moving. Okay, this right here is the Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. My mama always told me that I couldn't sit still. Yeah, keep on moving. Yeah, this is Savage Society. Songs readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Yeah, we would like to thank Savage Society for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know, it's always a good time. By the way, Keep On Moving featuring Joff Dukun. Joff Dukun. Always, always some good times as we get to do some new musica around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's continue as we are 45 minutes past the top of the hour doing our thing. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Their Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, because that's going to be the key here. Once you get there, you're going to go down the path. And once you go down the path, it's going to look something like this. You'll click on the section that says find help and information about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, grief support, trauma, and suicide will all come up for you. Once you click on it, you'll find some additional information depending on what you're looking at, and things can improve from there. It's a path. It's a path to get to. That's for sure. So To Write Love on Our Arms, TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says find help. So there you go. Let's talk a little bit more about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because, you know, that is always what we're talking about, some things that are going on. So, well, this is one of those best arguments I've ever seen for a visit to the gym before a work. Yeah, a visit to the gym before work. A new study has found that workouts aren't good for the body, aren't just good for the body. They also keep your brain in top gear for a full 24 hours. Researchers at the University College of London said that the study suggests the daily moderate exercise could not only help people keep their mental edge well into old age, it also offers improved memory the very next day. They found that the study participants between the ages of 50 to 83 years old who did more physical activity than usually benefited from sustained cognitive boosts that could have significant implications on brain health. They also say that a full workout isn't even required. Just remember, as simple as a brisk walk or another activity that gets your heart up. Believe me, my heart rate shoots up every minute I arrive here in the morning. I'm just saying. And also, wow, I would hate to see how dumb it'd be for me to, if I didn't walk to work. I mean, I'm just saying. So just some stuff here. Anyway, take a listen to this. Have you ever heard of one of those studies that they found that money only makes you happier up to a certain income level? Well, it is apparently the car version of that. Researchers reported that Arizona State University that our dependence on automobile is negatively affecting our happiness levels. It also seems that people who are more likely to feel less happy with their lives when they reach at a point that they need a car for more than half of the activities they do in a given week. The study was carried out on more than 2,000 U.S. adult cities and suburbs, where the researchers noted that in the USA, only 3% of commuters travel to work via public transit and 69% drive. What makes you even unhappier is when you need a car for half of the activities you do in a week and it's in the shop. Yeah, that will make you pretty unhappy. Also making me unhappy is when I didn't need a car, but now I want to visit a drive-thru. I mean, I'm just saying, some stuff to think about as we are talking. Yeah, I mean, public transit doesn't seem to be a big deal depending on where you are located in the U.S. If you're in kind of a huge city, that could be an entirely different story. That is for sure. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what in the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute, because that guy can help you get motivated in life. No doubt. Here you go.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quotes were submitted by Tim. Today I have a bunch of great quotes from the brilliant comedian Stephen Wright. Like this one. If you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. I love that. How about, all those who believe in psychokinesis, raise my hand. The early bird may get the worm, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Isn't that great? Stephen Wright also said, I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. How about this? Okay, so what's the speed of dark? Stephen Wright also said, how do you tell when you're out of invisible ink? And finally, he said, if everything seems to be going well, you obviously have overlooked something. This whole week, we're sharing great quotes from the very funny comedian, Stephen Wright.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. In our pluralistic culture, Christians who believe there is only one Savior and only one way to heaven are considered narrow-minded and intolerant. In fact, we are only affirming what the Scriptures teach and what Martin Luther declared in his 95 Theses, Christ alone. There is only one Savior, Christ alone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That's Acts chapter number 4, verse 12. Lord Jesus, help us to boldly declare that you are the only means of salvation. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Simon Gaitan. The head of Russia's nuclear defense forces has been killed in an explosion in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was blown up by a device hidden in an electric scooter as he left a residential block this morning. Sources in Kyiv say Ukraine has claimed responsibility for the attack. On Monday, the general was sentenced in absentia by Ukraine for using banned chemical weapons in the ongoing conflict. Alex Cadiate reports from Kyiv.
Well, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov is the most senior Russian military official to be killed and in Russia since the start of the full-scale invasion. He stands accused by the Ukrainians of coordinating the use of chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces on the front line, hence why the intelligence service of Ukraine has taken credit for this assassination. He was killed when a bomb went off in an e-scooter outside of the front door of his apartment block. A military aide was also killed, according to reports from Russian officials. So certainly a very high-profile assassination on Russian territory by the Ukrainian intelligence services.
At least three people have died in a mass shooting at a Christian school in the U.S. state of Wisconsin on Tuesday. This includes, police say, the suspected shooter, who was a 15-year-old student at the Abundant Life Christian School. Police have named as Natalie Rupnow. Tony Waterman has more.
Police have not identified the victims by name, but say a teacher and a teenage student were killed in the mass shooting. The suspected shooter, who police say used a handgun, was also found deceased at the scene. Six people remain in the hospital, including two students who are in critical condition with life-threatening injuries. The others, police say, are expected to survive. The motive is still unknown, but police say the suspected shooter's family has been cooperating with their investigation. Tony Waterman, Texas.
The French President Emmanuel Macron says he will travel to France's Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte in the coming days as rescue teams rush to locate the missing. The Interior Minister says the French island has been devastated after Cyclone Chido hit the territory. At least 20 people have been confirmed dead, but authorities fear the hundreds of people could have died in the disaster. Ross Cullen reports.
The French Interior Minister says the island of Mayotte has been completely devastated. Bruno Retailleau added that there is, quote, nothing left of the shanty towns. Mayotte is struggling in the aftermath of the worst cyclone to hit the island in almost 100 years. The president says he will be travelling to the Indian Ocean Territory in the coming days, and the race is on to locate survivors and provide water, food and shelter, and also to try to prevent the spread of disease. Ross Cullen, Paris.
South Korean prosecutors on Tuesday told impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol that he has until Saturday to appear for questioning over his failed martial law bid or face possible arrest, according to Yonhap News Agency. Yoon, suspended from office by Parliament last Saturday, is being investigated over alleged insurrection. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
If you think local radio sucks, wait till you hear our freeform station, Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes back, the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Let's take a look at some of the things that happened back on this date, because I think people are going to want to know. Let's see. Back in 2017, Star Wars The Last Jedi rakes in more than $450 million worldwide on its opening weekend. At the time, the film marked the second largest debut weekend domestically with $220 million that happened back on this date in 2017. If you wanted to know about some birthdays for today, let's talk about that. Let's see. Nicky Rodriguez turns 22. Nat Wolff turns 30. Excuse me. Tom Walker, 33. Billy Wingrove, 42. Manny Pacquiao turns 46. Mila Jovovich turns 49. Duff Goldman turns 50. Sarah Paulson turns 50 as well. Eugene Levy turns 78. Ernie Hudson turned 79, and Pope Francis turns 88 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, they seem to be getting smaller and smaller as we go, but it's something like this: National Maple Syrup Day, Wright Brother Day, and National Device Appreciation Day. So there you go. Some things to look at for sure as we are talking. So there you go. Some days to celebrate if you're looking for that. Okay, so let's talk about a rando for today. If you need a random joke for today, it should sound something like this: I grew up living paycheck to paycheck, but now things are much better. I live direct deposit to direct deposit. If you need a phone starter for today, try this: what is your worst ever Christmas shopping fail? Think about that. Also, let's talk about this. If you need a question for the water cooler, 10% of people say that they bought a Christmas present here. Where is it? A gas station. I'll tell you, one time I was dating this lady that ends up eventually becoming my wife, but we ended up going to a CVS or some kind of pharmacy store Christmas Eve. And that's where she did all her shopping. I was kind of in shock. I was pretty impressed with what she was managed to pull off. Very short period of time. But hey, she, did a number there. And I was like, wow, resourceful back in those days. I mean, there you go. So one of those weird things. Anyway, so that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. You're more than welcome on doing that. If that's not the case on what you want to do, you can hang out on Safety FM and talk to the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Yep, pretty simple. Pretty simple there on how he does his things. So there you go. So that's going to sum up our time. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. There's nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Told me that I couldn't sit still.